From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county and all 50 states. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Pork producers in our region are looking at somewhat bearish market conditions. Chad Smith has the story.
The USDA's Hogs and Pigs report showed total inventory of animals is up compared to the previous report. Barrett Nelson, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the latest report contains some big numbers.
So I think overall this was a bearish report. The total inventory of hogs and pigs on June 1st came in at 75.1 million. Now, this is up about 1% or 390,000 head from the last quarterly report. You know, this is pretty significant because this is the highest inventory since June 1st of 2020.
On the other side of production, pigs retained for breeding decreased this quarter down to the lowest breeding herd level in a decade. Nelson said several factors are influencing those numbers.
We've got cash hogs running around $106 per hundredweight. That's a really solid price for this time of year. And one of the things that's doing this is we're finding some demand. So even though we've got some bearish news in this report that our hog numbers are up, we've also got some really supportive demand coming in.
Learn more on the market intel page at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Our pearl of wisdom today tells us you never know what danger really is until you've looked it in the eye. Sounds like a story there. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.